makes me wanna try her on. Like life's so fun, life's so fun. Got my mini skirt and my rollerblades on. Bag on my side cause I'm out till dawn. Keeping it light like silk chiffon. Life's so fun, life's so fun. Don't need to worry about no one. She said I got her if I want. She's so soft like silk chiffon.
Yeah, that was Phoebe Bridgers.
Silk Chiffon, yeah. I just had an awakening. I am Radio Rebel. I am literally Radio Rebel right now. Shout out Debbie Ryan. We love you. Speaking of Debbie Ryan, I have absolutely zero transition right there. Let's talk about 21 Pilots. Debbie Ryan is married to the drummer. 21 Pilots was a journey in middle school. I don't know. I used to love them. No, not so much. I don't know. What else? Problematic faves. Nicki Minaj. Azealia Banks. I literally can't think of anyone else right now.
Should we play some Nicki?
Do you want to play some Nicki? We could play some Nicki.
What song from Nicki?
Oh, yeah. That's a good song. Okay.
We have to be multilingual because we believe in... See? Culture.
Cultural diversities, yes.
Yeah, so this is Tusa by Nicki Minaj.
¿Qué pasa contigo? Dímelo.
I'll be on the drums.
Ya no tiene excusa. Hoy salió con su amiga. Dice que pa' matar la tusa. Que porque un hombre le pagó mal. Está dura y abusa. Se cansó de ser buena. Ahora es ella quien los usa. Que porque un hombre le pagó mal. Ya no se le ve sentimental. Dice que por otro mal no llora. No, pero si le ponen la canción. Será
kicking and screaming, a big toddler. Don't try to get your friends to come holler, holler. Ayo, I used to lay low. I wasn't in the clubs, I was on my J.O. Until I realized you an epic fail. So don't tell your guys when I say a bayo. Cause it's a new day, I'm in a new place. Getting some new days, sitting on a new face. Cause I know I'm the baddest bitch you ever really met. You searching for a better bitch and you ain't met her yet. Ayo, tell him to back off. He wanna slack off. Ain't no more booty calls, you gotta jack off. It's me and Carol G, we let them racks talk. Don't run up on us cause they letting the max off.
Pero si le ponen la canción, le da una depresión tonta. Llorando lo comienza a llamar, pero la de buen buzón. Será porque con otra está pidiendo que a otra se puede amar. Un shot para la pena profunda y seguimos gastando la funda. Otro shot para la mente, pa' que recuerdo no la tormente.
Ryan's gonna do an anonymous reading of people's Tinder bios.
Yeah, let's swipe on Tinder, guys. Okay, this is... Ooh, I probably shouldn't say their names. I'm three. Okay, here. I'm doing anonymous Tinder bio readings. This is... Let's call him M. He's 21, and his bio is... Chaos and ADHD. What's your favorite cartoon? I don't know. Probably Avatar the Last Airbender. He's looking good. Oh, that's a wonderful... Okay, so it's a swipe right. This is... Let's call him Jack. That's not his real name. From Tufts University. Want to give me a reason to kick out my roommate? Probably not. I don't know. Seeing all my ops linked up in a picture. Everybody's looking busted, injured. I agree. You know what? Let's prey on people... Oh, he's a Scorpio sun. I love that.
Makes sense.
My people. You know what? Just because of that, I'm going to swipe right.
Ryan, do you want to talk about what happened on your disciplinary committee?
I came out to my disciplinary hearing person, and she said she was proud of me for living my authentic self. That is all I will say. It was great.
She's a big supporter of the LGBT.
LGBTQ rights, yes. She really said, I'm proud of you for living in your truth. And that does not get you out of punishment, but whatever. Okay, back to Tinder. That was funny. Back to Tinder. Los Angeles resident. I don't care. Just a social butterfly flying around. Ugh, God, that's so boring. Pharmacy and Spanish. Okay, I love that for you. Nope. Happy to be back in Boston. Are we happy to be back in Boston? I don't know yet. I'm kind of indifferent. Boston, correct me if I'm wrong, is a very boring city. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm from New York, but I kind of hate it here. How about you?
It's very white.
Which, that is true.
You know, I support...
Don't finish that sentence. Do not finish that sentence.
The thing is, like, if you want to make and cook, like, good food, like, it's hard to find the ingredients.
That's very true.
In supermarkets here.
That is very true. We only have, like, Trader Joe's and Whole Foods.
I wanted to have, you know, a little Colombian food night
mm-hmm.
with my you know, with my Colombian friends, plus some, and it took us a pretty long time to find a place where we could get all the ingredients we needed for basically
for anything. I don't know. It's like non-existent for me, honestly. Like, grew up in the Caribbean, native Jamaican, no Jamaican food. Like, I can't find any good Jamaican food.
It's always like many miles away.
And Duloc tries, but it's just not great. Oh my god.
And I'd like to say that we are true New Yorkers and we have our licenses.
Oh yeah.
I just assumed.
No, I don't.
One from New York, two gay.
Yeah, I can't drive. Don't put me behind a wheel, please.
Do you have a permit?
I do have a permit. My dad forced me to get a permit.
You're ahead of me.
I took one driving class and I hit a curb and I was like, never again. That is traumatizing. I'll take Ubers for the rest of my life, honestly.
That's why we need to be rich.
That's why I'm an econ major. I'm an econ major to pay for the Ubers, please.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know what my major is. So if you're listening right now and you know me.
And you know me.
Please DM me ideas.
Civics, sociology.
Anthropology, race, anthropology, colonialism, diaspora,
RCD,
history.
Yeah, anything.
Like, give me a major. Just like, honestly, like, I will declare the major that the hottest person who sends
major
gives me.
Wow. It's definitely
so
going to be
me. So if you
want
to see if you're the hottest person. You should DM me and see if I say what you said.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm hitting on you.
Maybe it does.
But it might be.
Maybe it does a little bit. I don't know. What else? Let's talk about how queer the space is right now. I see a lot of records, you know, vintage records, The Simpsons. Wow. We love The Simpsons.
I hope I didn't like.
What?
I was talking to myself, right?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. We see Queen. There's an apple, a talking apple. Like, fruits are queer. Fruits are phallic. What's your favorite phallic fruit? I like bananas. Favorite phallic fruit, yeah.
I mean, like, how many phallic fruits are there?
I don't know. Probably just bananas. Cucumbers. Cucumbers, fruits.
It's bananas.
Yeah, I think bananas are the best. It's so vanilla. I don't know. We love bananas, though. I love a good banana.
Yeah.
Some bananas and kiwis. Yeah. Literally, what are we talking about? Oh, my God. Okay, this is when the delirium kicks in.
This is when...
The hysteria.
We post on our private stories.
Someone just said women's studies.
Women's studies?
Yeah. I feel like that would be great for you.
Probably.
We love women. Yeah. It's Mercedes. Yeah. Who's your favorite artist, Leonie?
Who's my favorite artist?
Yeah.
Like, what type of artist?
Like, music.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
There's some that I, like, emotionally connect to, like Mitski.
Felt, yeah.
There's some that I grew up with, like Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
There's some... And also, like, Daddy Yankee.
Ooh,
but, like,
yeah.
I can't... Like, he's a man. Like, I can't...
He's a man.
He's a Puerto Rican man.
Yeah.
Like my father. Like, I can't.
Ooh, red flag.
Anyways, damn. Let's not get into that.
Yeah.
It's
quite amusing.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I like Rungbin a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's quality music.
Yeah.
It's just, like, there's different musicians that mean different things to me and, like, have had, like, a significant impact on me at different points in my life. Like,
I so feel that.
You know, grew up with... like Taylor Swift and like the Disney stars, but I think Taylor Swift was the most talented one out of
the bunch. Yeah,
and she kind of stuck with me more.
Mm-hmm.
Mitski was a very important artist for me in my like college years. Krungbin was one of the bands that was very healing for me, and Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, what about you, Ryan?
I don't know. I'm your textbook homo. Gotta love some Ariana. Frank Ocean is my beloved husband, as I said before. We have to shout out Lady Gaga. I don't know. I got into Gaga in a really weird phase. I got into her during her Joanne era. Is it even called Joanne? I don't even remember. The, like, country, the weird one that no one really likes. But now I really love art pop. I'm, like, an art pop girly. Gotta love Charlie, Kim Petras, all of them. Willow Smith. Let's talk about it. Willow and Jaden are arguably the most beautiful people alive. I will die on that hill.
They are very beautiful people.
Yeah.
Willow's music is good, but it reminds me of some dramatic ass experience.
To be fair, I do like Willow's music simply because it kind of reminds me of Panic at the Disco. Now, do we love Brendan Urie? Not anymore. Did I love Brendan Urie? Yes, I did. And I long for him. White man, though.
I was very passionate about Panic at a certain point in my life.
Yeah,
I like always said that I was like an MCR girl.
Oh my god, the emo trinity. Hello.
Were you an emo trinity?
I was an emo trinity girl through and through. MCR, Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy,
the pipeline,
emo trinity to queer man. Like, oh my gosh,
it's a little bit startling.
It really is. Like, one day I would be listening to like Sleeping with the Sirens, and then the next I'm like, yes, Frank Ocean, you see both sides like Chanel. Yeah, it's great.
Okay, so I'm gonna look at the sound of Tufts University just to see what y'all are listening to.
Okay, wow.
So we got Sammy out here, Maud Latour, Quinn 42, Reader, Redhurst, Aminé, As You Should.
Okay, Aminé.
The Kinks. Phoebe Bridgers, Rina Sawayama.
Okay, Rina. Rina, shout out.
Honestly, this makes sense.
It does make sense for Tufts, honestly.
Like, y'all,
we have taste.
Yeah, like, I feel like we're all brown rejects.
Oh my god. Are we really about to unpack that right now? I don't want to get into it. I might get emotional.
No one's actually hung up on it. Like,
I don't think anymore, like, honestly.
No one's hung up on it.
Yeah, like, I think I would have been miserable there, honestly.
If
not
you're still
lie.
Hung up on it,
then you're a freshman.
CMHS is a call away.
Oh my god, yes. Let's CMHS. We're going to outsource you.
Yeah.
Get a counselor, please.
But,
yeah.
Being a beautiful person,
mm-hmm.
I got rejected from Brown.
I was not even allowed to apply to Brown.
Yeah, these private schools, like, are
they're
really
so weird. My college counselor was like, you and your best friend have these same stats on paper, but she's a little bit better than you in testing, so she's definitely getting into Brown over you. And I was like, you know what? Thanks for ruining my dreams. But she was right, and my best friend did get into Brown. And I did get into Tufts. So, yeah. It's quite sad.
Yeah, my college counselors didn't say anything to me. They gave me, like, no advice.
Ooh.
They were kind of just like, you should apply to Johns Hopkins. And I was like,
Johns Hopkins? A research school?
Medicine my school? My requirements were like, I want to go to a non-competitive school with a strong arts and creative writing.
That's literally
culture.
Tufts. Yeah.
And, like, I want to do, like, IR or creative writing.
It's Tufts. We're great at IR.
Public health, which, like, I get the public health part, but, like, I don't know why they were like, you're just, like, a shoo-in for Johns Hopkins. Apply to Johns Hopkins.
No.
Like,
correct me if I'm wrong, they're, like, a heavy research school in, like, the medical field.
Which, I don't know. I think they were like, okay, she would be a unique applicant for them. She's not like other girls. Yeah. Let's talk about the fact that I'm a manic pixie dream girl.
Oh my god.
No, honestly, honestly, I feel like a lot of the men who have expressed attraction to me,
mm-hmm.
like, see me as this manic pixie dream girl.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, mentally ill, like,
Mentini Award. Like, I can fix him. Honestly, I say that a little bit too much. I can fix him.
Nate Jacobs from Euphoria.
Listen, I'm obsessed with Nate Jacobs from Euphoria, and I genuinely think I can fix him. He's just like a little confused high schooler, like, trying to explore his sexual orientation. Black male, that's a little... He's a white man, so, like, it makes sense for him to blackmail people. But I can fix him. I feel like I can fix him.
Ryan, you can't even fix yourself.
Oh, my God, no. Call me out, please. I can't control my own life. What makes me think I can control Nate Jacobs? I don't know.
So, like, I do this thing. So, as many of you know, I am mentally ill. I think it's obvious if you follow me on social media.
Party.
The type of stuff I post.
Yeah.
For attention.
We love it. Self-awareness. It's okay.
But sometimes I'll just sound very enthusiastic and, like, it comes off as very charming to some men.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh my gosh, like...
Wow.
Wow, she's a spice that I need.
She's a spice. I
like,
just need
I've
it in my
living,
life.
I've been living, like, such a boring, plain life.
Yeah. Men and Blakely, just
and
boring lives.
I want to, like, learn from her.
Oh my God, I want to learn from you.
She'll show me love. She'll show
yeah.
me the magic of life.
You are Disney.
Like,
the magical
like,
kingdom.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like, I've gotten this vibe from, like, every single, like, man romantic interest, question mark.
Mm-hmm.
That I've had since, like, middle school.
Oh,
like,
my gosh, wow.
I'm just neurodivergent. Like,
yeah. Shout out my middle school crush. He has a girlfriend now. That is hilarious.
Shout out to my middle school crush. You're single and probably shorter than me now.
Oh, he's definitely taller than me. Anyway.
Height doesn't matter.
Height does not matter. Let's talk about it, because...
Ryan, you would say that.
Okay, I am a 5'6 man, and I'm confident in saying I'm 5'6 because Tufts University is short, okay? Like, as a general population, we're short. I don't think I know more than, like, 4 people above 6 foot here. That's a lie. Like, 5. Even that's reaching. He's probably, like, 5'10. We're short, and I'm okay with it.
But, like, to be honest, I don't know that many men at Tufts.
Me either. It's probably those same 5 people. It's literally those 5 people.
Yeah. I think we're thinking of the same
people. Yeah. Which is very unfortunate. If you're a man...
Very unfortunate.
I don't know.
For
maybe
us.
Teach me statistics.
What?
I need a man to teach me statistics. I don't know. Be in my study group. Please.
I'm going to say I do love tall men.
I hate
to say it.
Yeah. We...
Like...
Oh my God. Me too, Loki.
Like, I love it.
I don't know. I just love men. I love all men. You know, it's...
I want to say I love all men.
That's also not true.
What?
That I don't love all men. I retract that statement.
Let's just say I'll give you a few more chances if you're tall.
A few more chances. I don't know. I cannot say that. Wow. I was about to say something very bad. But yeah, I just feel like we're short, and I'm okay with it. I feel like I fall in, like, the middle of the back. I met very short people here, but, like, tall-ish people.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of the girls are tall.
Very true.
Like, a lot of the girls are taller.
And I feel so bad for you guys. Like, there are no men for you here.
Because, like, I don't know, like, some of the girls... Like, first of all, some people are, like, barely taller than me, and they're like, Leon, you're so short. I'm 5'6".
Yeah.
I'm, like, the tallest person at Queen Center Mall.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm, like, I'm the tallest, like, Latinx person
yeah.
in the borough of Queens.
It makes sense. Makes sense.
So, I don't know where this Leon, you're so short...
is coming from, yeah.
Myth came.
No, you're adequately sized for Tufts University. Don't
also,
worry.
I wear platforms like every day. Like, I'm 6'9.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 5'9.
5'9, yeah. Imagine if you were 6'9. I would be terrified.
I mean, like, that would be hot.
Shout out Fatima. You're not 6'9, but you intimidate me. You're so tall, queen.
No.
And I adore you.
Like, Fatima gives good hugs.
She does. We're like the perfect size for hugs from her.
They're taller than
yeah.
us.
Much
They're
taller.
Tall.
They're great. It's a great vibe. Leoni, what song's next? What vibe are you feeling? Last song? You feeling last song?
Yeah, I'm feeling some last song.
Okay, last song.
Vibes.
I don't know.
What do you want to play?
talking about Queer Awakening, Nick Jonas, let's throw back to some Camp Rock. Camp Rock 2 Final Jam. This is our song, That's All That Matters. Yeah, I don't know. Come on, this ain't not. I'm not gonna sing it, guys. I'm not gonna sing it. It's great.
Here we go.
I can't wear the shit you bitches wear because.
So let's sing na 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 na. Hey, yeah. Come on and sing na 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 na. Hey, yeah.
This is our song. That's all that matters. Cause we all belong right here together. There's nothing better than singing along. This is our summer. This is our song. Come grab your guitar. Sit by the fire. Cause we all need a song. When we're weary and tired, we'll sit here together and sing it out
and
loud.
This is our song. That's all that matters. Cause we all belong right here together. There's nothing better than singing along. This is our summer. And this is our song. This is our song.
she goes away and comes right back again. I never know just where it is she's been. It's a game she plays that I can never win. She's like a satellite. Like a satellite. I'm in a state whenever she arrives. She throws me off, it's always a surprise. Float away as I look in her eyes. As she gets away, she's got me hypnotized. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round, coming round, never touching down. Like a satellite, she keeps coming round, coming round.
Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
There's always been a chasm between us, a lack of understanding and of trust. Saw me, and love was never something we discussed. People don't stay in my life for very long. I don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm doing must be wrong. So please don't lie. Just say goodbye and let the tide erase the footprints of our lives. I thought that I'd found a kindred spirit. Someone I could share my secrets with. My conscience spoke, but I didn't hear it. And I justified every connection missed. Everything changes and dies before. for too long. I don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm doing must be wrong. So please don't lie. Just say goodbye and let the tide erase the footprint. Said there'd always be tomorrow, but time moves like a thief without a sound. There's always been a chasm between us, a lack of understanding and of trust. I don't know if you ever really saw me. And love was never something we discussed. People don't stay in my life for very long. I don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm doing must be wrong. So please don't lie. Just say and let the time erase the footprints of our lives. Just let the time erase the footprints.
baby, but you'll never get me. You can't have your cake and eat it too. There's no lucky break for you.
1000.
Having some radio trouble? WMFO streaming live on the web at www.wmfo.org.
Where the foxes in the hen house, possum in the barn, summer bunny baby, ain't no dancing in my yard. That's how I like it. That's how I like it. But how I like it, pretty baby, don't you never, never change your way. When I walk in the door, tired like a drop, you kiss me, pretty baby, and my heart just stops. That's how I like it. That's how I like it. But how I like it, pretty baby, don't you never, never change your way. You make me feel hotter than Louisiana. But that's how I like it. That's how I like it. That's how I like it. That's how I like it, pretty baby. Don't you never, never change your ways. Do it one more time. Now I always catch a sugar, flirting with the boys, and give me more. That's how I like it. That's how I like it, pretty baby. Don't you never, never change your.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.